corn, terrible on pizza but popular in gas tanks. I'm David Brancaccio. Will mixing more ethanol produced by farmers into fossil fuel help bring down gas prices this summer? President Biden hopes so. He plans to announce this approach today. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now from Washington.
Well, the Biden administration is going to allow sales of gasoline with a blend of 15% ethanol this summer. And this is known as E15 gas. Usually it can't be sold from June 1st to September 15th because of the smog it produces. But the Environmental Protection Agency is going to issue a waiver allowing summer sales.
Any calculation of what this might save drivers?
The White House says E15 could save consumers 10 cents a gallon at current prices. But David, it's not sold everywhere. Right now, it's mainly available in the Midwest, which makes sense because ethanol is made from corn. The Biden administration says E15 is available at about 2,300 gas stations in the U.S., but that's out of a total of more than 150,000 gas stations across the country. The administration is awarding grants for the retrofitting and infrastructure needed to make E15 more widely available.
But this might spike the price of corn, which we do use for other things, right?
Yeah, it could, because there'll be more demand for corn for all that ethanol. When demand goes up, prices go up. And corn prices are already high, partly because of drought in the U.S., but also because of the war in Ukraine. Ukraine is a major supplier of commodities like corn.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington Live, thank you. Now to pressure on the big oil companies that see their profits swell when prices run this high. Last week, executives from Exxon, Chevron, and others of the oil majors were on Capitol Hill talking about high prices amid accusations of price gouging. There's even a push to get oil companies to share their windfall. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Many in Congress are ramping up their criticism of oil companies, saying they should be using their growing profits to help American consumers. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich made one such argument on CNN.
If you got so much money that you're buying back your shares of stock, why not use the money instead to reduce the price at the pump?
I don't know if that has any precedent at all.
Morgan Bazillion heads up the Payne Institute at the Colorado School of Mines.
To somehow come up with a regulatory or policy process that hypothecates or moves specific funds from one place to a public sector consumer protection, that does seem sort of convoluted to me.
He says political posturing on this issue is predictable. When gas prices go up, certain things go down.
The president and politicians from both parties will start to talk about price gouging, and they will speak in rhetoric around getting to the bottom of it.
He says high gas prices are certainly affecting consumers in the U.S., especially those who can afford it the least. But getting those prices to come back down?
It's not that easy. There's very little policy can do.
Ryan Kellogg teaches environmental policy at the University of Chicago. He says the spike in gas prices is due to a supply shock. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has taken a lot of oil off the market.
And then at the same time, demand is increasing as the U.S. and a lot of other countries are pulling out of the pandemic.
Now, often when prices go up, demand goes down. But gasoline demand is somewhat inelastic. People need to get to work, to school, to the grocery store. Patrick DeHaan is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Given the fact that Americans are consuming, 400 million gallons of fuel a day, there's not a whole lot of breathing room in this system.
Some states have temporarily suspended the gas tax or suggested that the federal government give gas cards or tax credits to people who own cars. Ryan Kellogg at UChicago says there's no question those measures will work to put more money in people's hands, but
do they work in terms of solving the bigger problem, which is fuel prices are high and we're continuing to use lots of gasoline and diesel? No, and if anything, they make it worse.
Because, he says, it's putting money in people's hands specifically so they can buy more gasoline. Something, he says, we ultimately need to be doing less of. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The price of gas is one key component of things generally getting more expensive, what we call inflation, right? The White House has already said it expects today's reading for the Consumer Price Index will be, quote, extraordinarily elevated. The White House spokesperson used the phrase Putin's price hike. Prices rose 7.9% in the year through February. We'll see what we get this morning for the 12 months through March. Forecasters predict a percentage that starts with an 8.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimism among people who run small businesses fell in March. This from the National Federation of Independent Business. Staffing problems and raw material shortages, plus inflation, pandemic, and war. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
After Mark Fryer closed one of his three restaurants in Vermont, he was able to rehire that entire staff at one of his other locations. But he's still struggling to find the workers he needs.
We have ads out at both restaurants and continue to not really have anybody apply.
Fryer says he's raised pay. He's also increased prices to help meet payroll and the higher cost of food. Fryer says sales have been growing, but not by enough to offset these added costs.
I wish I felt like we were back confidently, but we're not. And we're as concerned now as we were a year ago of our ability to survive this.
Those higher costs are cutting into small business profits. Holly Waite with the NFIB says that limits other types of business spending.
They're not certain about spending a lot of money on capital expenditures to improve productivity.
Waite says the number of business owners expecting better economic conditions over the next 6 months is the lowest ever recorded. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Thanks, Justin. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.